Hello everybody, good morning, good afternoon. I hope you guys doing great. This is our excusa. For the last 9 years, I have been serving companies as an AI consultant, mostly focusing on introducing artificial intelligence for predictions and recommendations in business processes, transforming business processes to make them more automated with prediction component, but also as a data monetization consultant and the person that execute products as well. So on my side, I don't have only an experience of advising, but also implementing as a project manager and leader. So from that perspective, I would love to invite you to this podcast. If you are a modern executive that is thinking about unlocking time for your team so they can spend more time or tasks that requires creativity, collaboration, and you want to unlock time that people spend on manual tasks, this is a podcast for you. I believe today top management should focus on finding ways and leveraging data monetization and artificial intelligence so people can actually spend more time on tasks that are taking what's the best in them, which is creativity, collaboration, building platforms and synergies, destroying data silos and things like that. Today, in this podcast, I want to comment on a couple interesting sources, reports I have been studying recently for my projects. All of them focus on artificial intelligence in customer service, customer operations. I have been studying reports recently and trying to find out numbers that can help me to figure out one important thing. And that thing is, what is now important for customer service managers, sales managers, chief revenue officers, chief growth officers, so I can better help them with their challenges. So as a consultant, as a person that is looking, hunting for challenges and problems, because that's the only way I can stay relevant, this is the podcast when I share numbers with you in this area so you can see where the artificial intelligence is actually coming. And interesting reports and data that I'm going to talk about that today are coming from the State of AI in Customer Service report that was designed by Intercom, but also a few other pieces designed by McKinsey, Boston Consulting Group, and those combined together are the theme for my podcast today. So first of all, I want to mention something that really, really stuck my attention, that according to those numbers, 70% of support leaders believe that customers will expect AI assistant customer service in the next 5 years. Can you talk to your car? If you cannot talk to your car, you will be able to talk to your car soon. And I'm talking from my experience. Probably you guys own many different car brands in the past, coming from the very old school manual driven cars to the very fancy ones you driving today. And you know you can talk to your car. Through app, you can give comments by speech recognition, by text recognition, by chatting to Alexa or Google. You can actually configure your car. People expect that in customer service. So if you're growing customer service department, you're adding more salespeople, ask yourself a question. Where is the AI component in that? Even if that particular reports I studies are missing the point, and not 73% of customer service leaders see a necessity for AI, let's say it's 50%, but it's still a substantial number of people expect AI will be some way plotted into the customer service. And I'm not talking about simple chatbots on the website that are answering frequently asked questions or simple phrases. We're talking about something that Walmart is doing right now. That instead of typing in the Walmart search bar something like bread and butter and four wheels picnic cart, you will just basically ask Walmart something like that. I'm going for a picnic. Build me a list of things I need to buy. This is what it means to have an AI embedded in your sales and customer operation processes. And more than 75% of leaders see that coming. And 66% of them are excited about that. So people are really embracing that change. It's not like something like the knife on your neck that you have to do it. It's something people actually want to do it. They want to embrace that change and make sure it works for them. So that's important thing. But at the same time, they found that more than 2/3 of support leaders are planning to invest more in AI in the year ahead. But only 38% of them have already invested. This is a very interesting point. If you look at that 70% of AI leader, the leaders in the companies want to invest in that, but only 38% of them have done something so far, it's a 40% gap. And you don't have to really target companies that don't know what is AI, because those guys that know what is AI, they still haven't invested in AI heavily, which builds a huge gap that companies like software development agencies, consulting companies, consulting boutiques, and everybody like that can fulfill that gap. And I believe they should do it. If you are a modern leader and this podcast is for you, by the way, more things like for reading you can find on rxcuza.com or following my LinkedIn when I publish 5 very insightful posts per week. But anyway, coming to this one, if you are a modern leader, you want to change your company, please remember, if you haven't done anything yet, don't worry about it. Most of leaders haven't done yet very heavy investments. They haven't registered for AI yet. They haven't set up their budget yet. You are not behind. Sometimes you might hear that you are behind if you don't do this or don't do that. But reports are saying most people want to do it, but most people haven't done that yet so far. But 52% of them say that ChatGPT, OpenAI, thank you guys, hey, make them worried that they are behind. That's very interesting. ChatGPT opens a new window of opportunities for everybody. We suddenly can talk to something advanced like artificial intelligence without even knowing how that works. And that opened a lot of opportunities for people. At the same time, seeing how ChatGPT, OpenAI is growing, how the capabilities are changing, how the new versions are going to be launched or are launching up, companies start worrying about that. Hey, are we behind? But please remember, ChatGPT, it's not AI, only one thing. It's a landscape. It's a perspective of different tools, coming from Perplexity through Claude to Gemini, Vertex AI Studio, Mother Garden, Amazon Bedrock, or other tools that are right there that you need, you can leverage. So if you look at ChatGPT and you worry that it's so advanced and your people are not doing this, don't worry about it. It's not only a thing of yours business. Most of people think like that. But at the same time, I want to also say that tool set will not change your company. And let me start here a little bit. If you introduce a whole bunch of tools to your company like ChatGPT and others, that will not transform your company if the mindset doesn't change. Some people are going naturally to use ChatGPT and tools like that because they are catching up with a new technology quickly, because the technologies they think like, I am a technology geek, whole bunch of software I subscribe and pay for is because I love to explore new technologies. But some people just don't care. They want to come to office, do their job, go home and enjoy their free evening. And that's fine. We need to think about them even more than about guys like us or me that are catching up with technology quickly. So if you are thinking about converting these guys to be AI supportive guys, think about mindset. Explore with them opportunities that artificial intelligence is bringing. Convince them, give them a positive snapshot of what the technology can do, and then introduce them to that. So don't be worried about others using ChatGPT widely in the companies, buying 100, 200 licenses of OpenAI product. It's not that important. The important thing is that everybody is right there and everybody sees that gap, that they see the technology, but it's not implemented yet. You need to worry about the plan, to have a plan, but don't worry about that, not using that today. So, well, why artificial intelligence is customer service is very important, and why, in fact, 75% of use cases, that McKinsey report, is actually already maturing in artificial in the customer operations space. Well, the numbers are saying that, what is that? First of all, 60% of leaders that were asked why you use AI in customer service say, because it's we can deliver faster responses to our customers. So our customers of car dealership, of local grocery, of healthcare unit, all of them want expecting faster responses, and AI meet that requirement. Second, 45% has more consistent responses. That means that if artificial intelligence is properly trained, or they use retrieval augmented generation like RAG, so if you use that that architecture, your responses are going to be more consistent. It's because artificial intelligence can learn the context and predict the answers better than people, especially when you use RAG, which closed up AI engine in the controlled environment of PDFs or documents on things like this. So that's why AI in customer service is that important and more than welcome. 42% are claiming that that's saving money on training. So artificial intelligence can help your people to be better prepared for the job, because AI can help them to practice sales processes, sales conversations, analyze those sales conversations. If you think about software like Read.ai or Rewatch, when they record your sales meeting, after that analyzes what's your tone of the conversation, how you actually analyze the conversation, what's the speed of your conversation, how many questions you ask, things like that can be extracted by AI from a simple phone call or teleconference on your Teams, Zoom, or Google Meet, whatever the tool you use, and that will save your money on training. And 32% of sales leaders see a gain coming from summarizing conversation. And here I want to tell you about one of the projects I was involved with when working with futureprocessing.com. The team was tackling a challenge for a customer of bringing in a dealership one channel for omni-channel. What I mean by that, imagine this: when you buy a car, you talk to your sales guy on the phone, you drop emails, you browse the website, you drop text. All of that creates an omni-channel. You communicate with the sales dealership. If you can summarize all this conversation and standardize them and put them in one bucket in a customer relationship management system, that's what actually AI can do very fast. So you don't have to really translate phone calls, which is voice, to text manually. When that can be done automatically, you can summarize everything together. So that's what sales leader I seeing as a gain in this part. The same time, 55% of those guys are concerned about how to balance investment in AI with investment in existing support resources. One way to prove the value of AI and automation in both the short and long term is by calculating the time and cost saving it will bring to your team. And that's a great answer, how to balance that. By translating the benefits into hours and dollars, you can be confident that your investment will pay off. And that exercise is highly recommended. If you are a modern leader, you are a C-level executive, you are a team leader, Think about this, please. If you can actually calculate how much money you will save by having a better summarization, by having a faster responses, more consistent responses, and how you can save on training, then you can actually cut out this budget, curve it, and then think about how this saved money can be reinvested in AI solutions. You will also get one clear gain. The more you use AI, the smarter this gets, which means that after a year, two, three, your prediction, your help, your faster response, your time to response will be even shorter and faster because AI will start delivering extraordinary results for you because it will learn from the context. So that's the one way to do about that. So how to calculate the ROI of support investment? First of all, think about number of queries currently handled by your team that could be handled by AI. Simple thing. My team is answering 10 phone calls per day, and after that, that creates 1 hour of note taking. If you can save 2 hours, 1 hour, 30 minutes of note taking per day, which is 22 hours per week and per month, I'm sorry, and then you calculate that by the salary of your salesperson, you have a gain. That's what your ROI is going to be based on. Second, think about amount of conversation handovers done each week. What I mean by that is, imagine like handover would require a support representative to manually summarize the conversation to date so that new representative have had the necessary context to answer actively. So this is like the case for any customer service dealing with high volume requests, returns, calls, and things like that. I have been working for an e-commerce company, Allegro.pl, for three years, doing similar projects in customer operations. And the number of emails I saw with complaints, returns, requests, it's like huge. It's like a pile that never disappears. So AI removes that need for this by summarizing conversations automatically, saving time for both the outgoing and incoming supporting representations, so support reps. So think about multiplying the average time you spent per handover by the number of handovers and by the number of support reps, and you have a clear ROI that can be calculated out of that. The average time spent drafting a response. This can be reduced thanks to rich features that quickly edit the tone of your messages. Multiply the average time saved per message by time number, the number of queries and number of support reps. Bang, you have a number that will help you to calculate and balance how much money you want to invest in AI versus grow your team. Another important fact I want to tell you guys about is customer service teams are divided on the potential negative impact of AI. That's very important. 53% of people of support teams are worried about the potential negative impact of AI on the customer industry. That means we cannot ignore that. Our people will ask these questions anyway, even if we don't hear them loudly. They will think about, should we be worried about that? How people can actually approach that, what we can do with this. And combining the automation and human support is actually an answer. We've heard about that a lot everywhere, augmenting our world, supporting our world. Nothing is going to replace the hug, a tear, or a handshake. This is when empathy comes to play. AI assistance can actually do so much, but not everything. At the end of that is relationship, is like augmenting our work, work faster and more productive to deliver better results. But explaining that results, talking about them, showing empathy, listening to understand, that's the thing AI cannot replace. And that's we should explain to customer service people and customer departments that this will is gonna to stay and AI is not going to take it from us. So I also find very interesting number that 70% of support leaders say they expect AI to transform customer support careers in the next 5 years. This was going to create, it somehow already created the need for people like chatbot developers, chatbot analytics, chatbot data collection, conversation designers, chatbot strategists. Those are actually evolving around AI assistance, which is very, very important from my perspective. And that actually put a lot of light on the fact that how sales representative job is changing. Those people require actually different support coming from people that can develop chatbots, design conversation. It's not about script anymore. The script is out of date today because AI is going to design the conversation and it's going to do better than the regular script. So this is very important. Right now, measuring the success of AI and automation is a challenge. Then over two-thirds of support leaders struggling to implement a baseline report of success metrics. That's the space which you as a leader, as a C-level executive, can fill up with knowledge, tools, and understanding. People don't know how to measure the results. I gave you a couple hints how to measure the ROI, but still preparing reports, visualizing data coming from AI assistance conversations is a key to the success. So the tip, how they suggest in this report to handle each of the following tasks, like routing conversation, for instance. Automation can quickly and effortlessly route conversations to the right team or the person. It's easy like that. You can measure that very simple way. The waiting time. If your customer needs to wait on your IVR for 10 minutes, 5 minutes, with chat for 1 minute, it's an 8 minutes gain, which is 80% faster response time. And you have a gain for your customer. Summarizing conversation, I kind of talk about that. Let AI power bot quickly summarize your conversation thread into a quick paragraph. Share that paragraph with customer or with your next representative that is changing you with the shift or any other thing that will help you to do that. Quickly resolve simple queries. AI power bot are great at resolving simple queries. So summarizing conversation, 100% done by the bot. Quickly resolving queries, 100% done the bot. But resolving queries is actually collaboration between a robot and a person. For more complex queries, like for instance, return, or I got a stain on the new purchased sneakers, or my car has broken after I left the dealership or maintenance station. That it's not only for a bot, it's too complicated. It needs a bot to actually prepare the conversation, summarize the issue, pull up the task, but then the person is required. And handling emotionally complex or sensitive queries, it's 100% person. So that's structure that I share with you. That categorization will give us a full picture on how people are required for AI to work. And I believe we should explain that to sales representatives, customer service representatives, to address, to meet their fear that they might be not needed, not welcome in a company. It's not true. AI, it's not going to change that as much as we think. People will still be required for the process. But imagine this, you have a very angry customer that spends 60% of its budget on your company. How you can handle that conversation with a bot? You need a person to talk to that person. And that's the case. So also, I want to tell you about where the AI is also working. It's a team productivity. Recently, I have been giving workshops together with EY, the huge consulting company, about AI productivity in teams and team management. And 66% of leaders are excited about leveraging AI automation to increase team efficiency. Reducing support costs will help them to finance that. Where? First of all, 35% wants to influence time to resolution. That's what people expect. 39% want to improve customer effort score. 36% I want to change the cost of the support organization and influence the customer satisfaction, like for instance, NPS score. So AI has actually a huge influence because it offers 24/7 support. It's a faster support. It's better customer experience and less manual tasks for customer representatives and also customers. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I know that all the numbers I shared here are only coming from the perspective of positive part, but believe me, that's what report shows. The negative part of that is mostly connected to fear of being laid off, which I also talk about you, or people not able to catch up. But that's change management. Another thing important in bringing all of that to the place is a strong leadership, change management. Recently, I have been advising a company that need to transform it as a whole. It's 200 people company that you need to influence, that you need to transform because of artificial intelligence. That was my customer I've been working with many, many years ago. And today I know they introduce a lot of bots, assistants, and they still keep the headcount because the structure of the work changes. So make sure you share that cases with people. Explain them the benefits, but also the journey. And you will transform the company and your customer service in a completely new level. And the reports and numbers shows that customers are expecting that. Thank you for being here with me. I hope you enjoy this podcast. If you like it, please subscribe, give a thumb up. If you see a space for improvement, share me a comment, drop me an email to contact@rxcusa.com. Visit, please, the website rxcusa.com for more written text about things I'm discussing in this podcast. Have a great day. Enjoy it. And thank you. Bye-bye.